Hey, it's Randy Miles, and I am with Mansa Musa from MoneySmartLife.org. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Well, it is really an exciting time for a lot of people because a lot of people in this time of the year filing their taxes, expecting a refund, maybe a stimulus check or two or maybe three. We're going to talk about windfalls today.
Yeah, Congress has passed the stimulus bill. The president signed it. So there will be some money coming from a different source for most people, and that'll continue to come. So now the question is, what do you do with the money? Now, Randy, there's a thing in behavioral economics that talks about the ability to make a decision when you're cold, cool, and rational, and then when you're in the heat of the moment.
Mm-hmm.
People have experienced that, and that can happen to you when it comes to buying things, right? You can make a decision ahead of time, or you can get caught up in the moment and make an impulse purchase. So here's the thing. When this money comes in, you need to decide how much you're not going to spend. We're not talking about saving or whatever. You got to say, I'm not going to spend this amount of money. Now, this is determined by your position on the pandemic financial experience scale.
Right.
If you are in survival mode and you've just been wiped out, then you're going to spend all the money because that's not even going to fill the hole that you've been digging.
Right.
If you're in the treading mode, now's the time to really be disciplined so that your position isn't so precarious. And if you're in the thriving mode, as we've been saying, you should be looking for opportunities on how to better invest this money. Here's the other thing, that regardless of where you fall on the scale, you want to replenish and expand your emergency fund and safety net. Now, we all are going through, we're not through yet, but whatever emergency fund and safety net that you had has certainly been whittled down. So take some of this extra money and restock that. Remember, Randy, we talked about this in 2019, having 30 days worth of food on hand protect you in case there was an economic disruption in your personal life. Now, at the time, we didn't know it would be nationwide, but those that had a pantry of food didn't have to spend that money. They were able to draw down on that. Nor did they have to expose themselves to the virus by going out and having to buy food. So that's very important. Couple final points. Expect a tax surprise from last year, from the supplemental payments and things that came in through unemployment, the $1,200 checks, those kind of things. Your refund may be smaller or you may owe. So don't just assume everything's going to be the way it was, because a lot of states didn't withhold taxes the way they should. The final thing I'm going to say when you get this money is get an estate plan if you don't have one. Take a little of this money, get a plan, get your affairs set in order. We've been talking about this, and it's part of living a money smart life. Do those things right now at the beginning of 2021 and set yourself up for success and not just be caught up in emotion when the money shows up. Because believe me, there will be hundreds of thousands of messages to you on how to spend this money.
Absolutely will. Mansa, I thank you as always for helping us out. Of course, you can go to moneysmartlife.org for all of those links and also Confessions of a Gospel DJ and YouTube. Just look up moneysmartlife.org. Thank you, Mansa.
Thank you.